Ellery, do you see who is following the boy? Trinity spied. I am afraid he has been spotted by the Corrigans. Trinity cringed at the sight of their ugliness, yet she was not afraid, neither of seeing or of being seen. They look like old frumpy, hunched over witches with red eyes, large noses, and prune skin. To them, she looked like a simple butterfly pollinating the plants and the flowers. She sang the song that haunted the land, once told by the foreign man. Where the water falls and daylight breaks, beautiful maidens turn to snakes. Their long golden hair that flows, all tied up in silken bows, turns to gray, a wiry mat, and follows children wherever they're at. When sunlight sets and dark prevails, she casts her spell on grown-up males. Trinity tried but failed to get the boy's attention. She knew the Corrigans were setting up a trap. She saw them laying down precious rocks and covering a hole with leaves. Trinity knew what might happen and left the forest to wait for Dekadu in hopes he would head home. I must sit and think about what I should do next. As Trinity contemplated, the sun was in the west, beginning to set. She realized, I may have to ask the elders for help.